This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Well, with all the optimism in talking to Sarah last week, the thing that was really disappointing for me was to read about Kenya and to read that the High Court or the Supreme Court has not overruled the old British colonial ruling around same-sex relations.
This has really come as a big shock to not just the local LGBT community, but also the international community. I think there was a lot of expectation that this would finally be overturned.
And it would have been the next one after South Africa in 1998, yeah? So it was hoped that this would be the next big African state, which would then sort of get the momentum happening in the on the African continent. So it's a real shame.
Did they say why? Have you...
I haven't read the ruling, but I think, you know, we've seen this pattern of in India of the British colonial laws being overturned. We've seen in Taiwan again a judicial decision which has driven same-sex marriage there, which has been a super development last week. So it's obviously been a bit of a setback. I think everyone was gearing up from it. I think this is a topic which we need to go to. It deserves its whole show, and I think we should be looking for that. So if you've got a particular view on Kenya, if you've got some expertise, message us in. We'd like to hear what you have to say.
We'll track somebody down. You found something in Brazil, Alex?
Yeah, and actually, you know, to turn things around here, this is actually a positive story.
Story in Brazil. They haven't had that for a little while.
Yeah, so actually, you know, it goes to show, you know, that you've got this, you know, everyone's, we've been talking quite a lot on this show and other programs here about their current president, Bolsonaro, and his less than appetizing views regarding LGBTI
anything
rights.
LGBTI,
yes. Well, but this is a good news story. The Supreme Court has voted to make homophobia and transphobia a crime. So amid increasing discrimination.
Actually.
So there were six of the Supreme Court's 11 judges voted. I don't know what the other ones were. Just having a day off or something, but that's enough.
It just says that they were yet to vote.
Yes.
They missed voting day, I don't quite know.
So I think they were having an RDO or whatever, a sick day, didn't want to maybe have to face Bolsonaro's wrath, maybe.
Is this maybe, I wonder if this is a way where the judiciary is, influencing the way things happen in, it's kind of reacting against the rhetoric of the government.
This sounds very much like Trump's early few months, where he came into to a rather hostile Supreme Court. And, of course, the US president has ways of sort of manipulating the Supreme Court to an extent. But in Brazil, it seems like, I'd imagine the judiciary, what wouldn't be a stretch to say that judiciary in most countries would be well beyond Bolsonaro's attitudes on most social issues. But, you know, I might be going a bit farther. But anyway, good news from Brazil.
Excellent. Now, I found one out of the World Health Organization, and it's a bit of good and a bit of bad, I'm afraid.
Yes,
so
this one is.
The good news is that the World Health Organization has removed the categorization of transgender as a mental condition. So this has great potential. So it's been endorsed by the World Health Assembly, which means all the 194 states then take this ruling and then filter it down into their national policies. So over time, it has the real potential to make a difference to the lives
as confirmed here
people.
By Graham Reed from Human Rights Watch, and he said that this could help to swiftly reform the systems in quite a few countries that would follow this sort of lead by WHO.
But there's always a but. Yes. They didn't deal with intersex issues at all. So the ruling has attracted quite a bit of outcry from the total of 65 intersex groups have released a joint statement saying this will cause harm to people born with variations of sexual characteristics.
Strange, really, isn't it? Like, why wouldn't you do a clean sweep? I mean, I suppose maybe there's... concerns out there.
And the politics of it too.
Politics, and maybe the medical profession is still a little bit out there regarding, there's obviously mixed attitudes still towards intersex.
Yeah, I was talking to an intersex advocate this week, and they were saying that, yes, very much the medical profession is still very, very powerful in this space.
Yeah.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.